street drinking ban extended for 3 more years. By Julius Mwangi. People will still not be allowed to drink beer willy-nilly in the streets of Nottingham as the legal restrictions banning drinking alcohol in streets across the city have been extended for a further 3 years. The public spaces protection orders are due to run out this October, and the council's executive board has this week agreed for them to be extended for a further 3 years. Similar restrictions have been in place since 2005 and have to be renewed every 3 years. The powers have been used over 5,000 times over the past 3 years, and have been critical in supporting the council's aims of dealing effectively with alcohol-related antisocial behaviour. Without the use of these powers, it is expected that alcohol-related antisocial behaviour would increase and cause significant problems for businesses, citizens, and visitors to Nottingham. Portfolio holder for Neighbourhoods, Safety and Inclusion, Councillor Sajid Mohammed, said, "Street drinking can result in unpleasant antisocial behaviour, including noise, rowdy and threatening behaviour, harassment and intimidation of passers-by, as well as the littering of cans and bottles. We have a huge active nighttime economy in Nottingham, and although it's only a small minority who disrupt our city in this way, these measures allow our community protection officers to deal with disruptive street drinking quickly and effectively." A consultation on the extension was held earlier this year, and while no responses were received from residents or businesses, the Police and Crime Commissioner and the Chief Constable of Nottinghamshire Police fully support the extension. They commented that "this PSPO is an essential tool in reducing the risks inherent to the city centre, particularly in relation to antisocial street drinking during the day, and incidents of violence and disorder associated with the policing of sporting events and nighttime economy policing. The PSPOs cover the whole of the city of Nottingham from the city centre to suburbs like Clifton, Wallerton, and Bulwell, and allow community protection officers to fine offenders. Under the orders, a community protection officer can. The PSPOs help tackle antisocial behaviours associated with street drinking, including vomiting, urinating and defecating in public areas, littering, violence, aggressive or intimidating behaviour and criminal damage. However, the police say, they are not preventing people having a picnic in a park where alcohol is consumed responsibly. For example,